Well, bonus and unfiltered for the first time, fantasy football foursome. This is the extra edition of it for week one for the draft. We went over our Loon draft, of course. If you listen to it, that's why you're here right now. But now we kind of want to break down players themselves a little bit more in depth and, you know, give you our thoughts on maybe overperformers, underperformers, talk about some rookies for this year. And let's start with quarterback. What do you got for an overperformer this year, Eric?
I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's looking really good with the Jets. He's getting drafted in like the 10th, 11th. It depends upon in the 10th round in a 12-man draft, John, he got picked. So that means he could be in a 10-man draft. It's like the 12th round. So, I mean, picking Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, I mean, I think he's definitely going to finish better than he's at least a handful of guys right in front of him. So I think Aaron Rodgers, definitely a sleeper. It's hard to say that because he's Aaron Rodgers. A lot of people want to say he's washed up. But I think that team is young, talented, and well-coached. And I don't know if you're watching Hard Knocks, but I think they got something. I think they'll do something this time, at least on a fantasy standpoint. And I think Aaron Rodgers will have a huge year.
Yeah.
I really think he's going to be a top 10 quarterback. But as far as where he's getting drafted, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, I hear you. Give me a overperformer, Justin.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I'm going to go easy. I'm going to take somebody like Eric did outside of the top 10. I'm going to go Sam Howell. Mm. I liked Jack's little snag of Sam Howell. We'll see if he can put it together. Arm strength, check. Mobility, check. Big body, check. Right? I mean, he checks a lot of boxes we're looking for in a quarterback for fantasy football. And then he's got a ton of talent around him. You know, two really good wide receivers. Logan Thomas seems healthy. So I like Sam Howell. I think he will absolutely creep into, you know, top 20 quarterbacks, which may not seem like a lot, but he's the 29th ranked quarterback right now. So
I've got him down at 30. And I if we were going to talk about rookie quarterbacks, I would have picked Sam Howell as well. And because Ron Rivera is playing for his coaching career right now, and I think it's going to be unleash the archers with Sam Howell. That could be a pretty fun team to watch. A guy who I think is going to overperform this year is Daniel Jones, New York Giants. You know, if you look at his rushing stats, he was just a few yards shy of what Josh Allen did last year in rushing yards. And Daniel Jones had nobody to throw the ball to, nobody all season long, except Barkley. And I'll tell you what, the Giants had themselves a pretty nice year. On my list, Daniel Jones is going off as the quarterback 10. I think there's a way he sneaks into the top six if he can keep receivers healthy all year. Now, who do you have as an underperformer for quarterback, Eric?
You know, John, I'm not going to go with the obvious and say Deshaun Watson. I'll let Justin have that one. I'm probably going to go Justin Fields. I mean, it's hard to say. I think he's going to be a bust this year. I mean, where he's getting drafted probably makes sense. His upside, his ability to move the football. But I don't think he's going to be getting the touchdowns. I think the Bears are going to be awful. And so I'm staying away from Justin Fields. Where did he go in our draft? Like the sixth round, something like that.
Pretty early. Yep.
Pretty early. I mean, probably even earlier in that fifth round. So I can see a lot of position players I'd rather have than Justin Fields right there, and I'd rather wait later in the rounds and have Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah.
Third pick in the fifth round in our draft. Justin, underperformer.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Deshaun Watson is an easy one. But I'll go with the guy a couple picks behind him. It's Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's a good quarterback. He had one really good season for fantasy football, and that was a few years ago. And he did a fair amount of rushing during that season. And ever since that ankle thing, I just don't think he gets back to top 10. And that's where he's at right now, 10th ranked quarterback. So I'm going to call Prescott. He is not going to perform up to top 10 fantasy QB numbers.
That wouldn't shock me one bit. I've never thought he was really good except that one season. I totally agree with that. Well, then I'll take the low-hanging fruit and take Deshaun Watson. He's rusty. The reports out of camp are not good. Early on in the world of fantasy football, everybody was talking about this could be the year for the Browns and Watson and healthy and off suspension and blah, 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 blah. And he looks like a quarterback who hasn't played football in 2 years. It just hasn't gotten any better. And that's not to say maybe the second half of the season might be good, but right now he's going pretty early. And I think I'm going to steer clear of him from now on. So how about we move to running backs and give me a name of a overperformer for you at running back, Justin.
Somebody that's going to outperform their draft position. Well, I'm going to take my boy, Damian Pierce. Again, we talked about it earlier. Quick repeat. Houston was terrible last year. They had nothing on offense. No passing game, really. And Damian Pierce still had a solid, solid season. Flirted with RB2 numbers. Right now, he is the 16th ranked running back. And he's going in the middle of the fifth round in a lot of drafts. I think I'm going to take him all day, every day if I'm sitting in the middle of the fifth or later and he's still there. The volume's going to be there. He doesn't really have any competition. I know they picked up Singletary from Buffalo, but listen, Singletary was never a big performer in a much, much, much better offense in Buffalo. So I think he's just a depth, third down, player for Houston. And Damian Pierce is going to flirt with 300 touches this season.
Give me an overperformer at running back along the lines of ADP, Eric.
Yeah, my big name was DeAndre Swift. I don't think that Philly brought him in there to be the number two running back. I think maybe he starts the season that way. Maybe he has to earn it, but I don't think he's going to have a problem earning starting job there. Getting picked in probably an average of the – in a 10-man draft, like the ninth round. I mean, this is a steal of a ninth-round pick. It was an absolute stud on a really bad Detroit team. So I think just because of where he's getting drafted around that 10th round, maybe 8th round in a 12-man league, I think DeAndre Swift is a steal and has a really, really good year.
I like James Cook. So I'm using Fantasy Pros, ECR, Expert Consensus Rankings. James Cook, they have as running back 24. I think his role really picks up in Buffalo this year. Singletary's gone. The other guys behind him are dinged up. They're trying to sign other people, but they really don't seem to be that. They're not signing Leonard Fournette. They're not signing those guys who are sitting out there right now. I like James Cook. I think he's going to have an uptick, and I also like his brother Dalvin Cook, and the reason why, and that one got sniped from me in the Loon draft. Dalvin Cook, they paid him $8 million. I think that's starter money, guys. I think that's, Aaron Rodgers, who controls any team or any situation Aaron Rodgers is in, says, who's this Brees guy? I played against Dalvin Cook for years. Bring him in here so that he can be a New York Jet. And he's running back 30, according to ECR. So, or the ADP right now. So I think Dalvin Cook and James Cook are both just phenomenal buys at where they're landing in drafts. Justin, give me an underperformer at running back this year.
I mean, I have two, but I'll just start with one.
Well, we're not on the clock, Najee. So just talk about all you want.
Well, I don't want to steal from you guys. I'm gonna go with Najee Harris. He is right now running back 12. That makes him an RB1. All he has going for him is volume, and that's all he's had his entire career in Pittsburgh. And I got it. It's a bad offensive line. But we've seen a lot of other good running backs that find a way to produce even behind bad offensive lines, i.e. Derrick Henry, i.e. Damian Pierce last year as a rookie. So Najee he is not efficient. He's not productive. And Jaylen Warren, every time he touches the ball at the end of last year and so far in the preseason, he's got bursts. He's got jump. He's excited. Or he's exciting to watch. He's quick. I think Najee does not perform as a top 12 RB, and I think you'll be lucky to get RB2 numbers out of him this year.
Yeah, I think that's very fair to say. He would have been my first choice, too. Eric, underperforming running back.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Nick Chubb.
Whoa.
I mean, Nick Chubb got
dead. Yeah. Oh, I like this. Fire. This is a nice hot take. I like it.
I mean, Cleveland's awful. I mean, their quarterback situation's awful. I don't think this team's going to be good. I think Nick Chubb's going to be frustrated. He has, doesn't have a really solid number two backup running back to help him out anymore. So I think Nick Chubb just being drafted as this in the sixth pick, second round, just I feel like there's some really good running backs are going to finish ahead of him, which is going to push him back. I mean, for the average draft position, I feel like there's no way this guy finishes in the top five at running backs.
That's that a hot take.
Spicy.
Yeah.
I like all your points about Deshaun and the offense. The only thing I'd say is that's what Chubb has had his entire career in Cleveland for an offense. He's never had a quarterback that's any good.
Yeah. Well, wait, Baker Mayfield. And congratulations, Baker, on your start. Big Loon listener. You know, I want to say Derrick Henry, but I talked about that earlier. I just
every
don't,
year you want to say it.
Every year,
you're wrong.
Travis Kelce, every year. It's and Derrick Henry, I want to say it, but I'm not going to. I can't get as hot as Eric, but I took Tank Bigsby because I'm low on Travis Etienne. I just don't know how good this guy is. I don't know. They have a tough schedule, too, Jacksonville does. But it could certainly be a running back by committee. I agree with the Najee Harris take. I'm not a huge fan of his. I'm not a huge fan of Aaron Jones. You know, I don't know. And the Philadelphia backfield is scary as hell. I just don't know what to do with any of that stuff. So, yeah, that would be my take on those. Let's move on to wide receiver, guys. And it's always weird. I feel like I'm up against the clock. And for the first time, we're not up against the clock.
Maybe John, we should talk about a couple breakout running backs because it's a little bit deeper. You know, I think same for wide receiver for the listeners.
Then do it. Let's go. Let's go breakout wide or running backs.
All right. I'll start. I already gave you Damian Pierce is a guy that's going to outperform. I like Khalil Herbert in Chicago. People want to like the rookie, and I think we get a lot of rookie bias at the running back position specifically every year as we come into fantasy drafts. We got all these rookie running backs getting drafted, Achane, Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Charbonnet. We're talking about Tank Bigsby, Tajay, whatever his name is out in Tennessee. And the reality is one, maybe two of these guys ever, you know, pan out each season, right? And the majority of them at the end of the year, you're like, what was I thinking? A rookie's just going to come in. You know, this guy performed. Well, he was there to begin with, the veteran. So I like Khalil Herbert. He's performed every time he's gotten an opportunity in Chicago. He's performed this preseason. You're getting a number one running back, starting running back, way, way down in like the ninth round in Khalil Herbert. So he is right now 87th is his ADP. He's a 31st ranked running back. I think he is going to crush those rankings and outperform them immensely.
Eric, give me a breakout running back.
You know, I'm going to go with the hometown boy, Alexander Mattson. I mean, even where he's getting drafted, I think he's a automatic number one running back. I mean, I know he's kind of dealing with a little injury there on a really pass-heavy team, but I think Alexander Mattson has a breakout year as far as I don't think he's going to have Dalvin Cook type numbers, but I think he'll be right behind that, John. I think I see him, you know, getting close to that 1,000-yard mark, and I think he has a great year.
All you need is for him to get the Dalvin Cook touchdowns. He's never going to get Dalvin Cook's yards. He does not have big playability, but he could hit 15 touchdowns in that role for sure and be an absolute smash pick.
Yeah. If this were a week ago, I would have given you Tony Pollard, but it looks like ECR and the ADP is catching up. You know, the Cowboys never wanted to give this guy more than like 15 to 18 touches a game. And because, nope, that's all he can handle. And then Zeke Elliott goes down and they give Pollard Zeke's workload and he's just a stud. So I really like him as a breakout, but it's projecting now in the ratings. So I'm going to throw out the name Rashad White, and I'm not saying he's going to be an RB1. I'm saying he's going to probably be an RB2, and he's the only thing going right now in Tampa Bay. Remember, Tampa Bay still has Godwin. They still have, Baker Mayfield is what it is. I don't know what's going to happen out there. They have Mike Evans. I think Rashad White, who has a ranking of 26th running back, I think he has a chance to be a, I don't know, top 15 or not top 15, maybe 15 or so running back, which is a nice RB too. And you can get him pretty late in drafts. I like him a lot. Okay. Well, do we want to talk about rookies? Do we want to talk about, or should we switch to wide receivers, guys? What do you think?
I think it's wide receiver time. I'll throw one more name out there quick at running back, Jalen Warren. We talked about him a little bit earlier. Yeah. On Pittsburgh, paired with my dislike for Najee Harris.
Yeah, that's very fair. Okay, let's talk wide receivers then, guys. And let's start with overperforming ADP. Eric, who do you have down as far as wide receivers go?
You know, I'm going to go with one of the guys I picked in Michael Thomas. I mean, there's no way if this guy's healthy, if he's healthy and he's on the field, that he finishes where he's being drafted. So I think it's a no-brainer. Michael Thomas, get him. I mean, would I get him in like the 12th round or something along those lines in a 10-man league? So it's a no-brainer. I like Michael Thomas at that position and having a breakout year. He definitely has top 20 wide receiver talent, and he's being drafted outside the top 30. So
right on, Justin. Who you got for a overperformer?
I am going to go with down the list a bit further, Jahan Dotson for Washington. He's getting drafted after Terry McLaurin. He actually outplayed Terry McLaurin in the second half last season, had a really strong finish. He's similar to McLaurin. Jahan Dotson, though, is, you know, phenomenal route runner, good speed. He's the 39th ranked receiver, ADP of 85. That puts him in wide receiver 3 flex category, and I think Dotson ends the year with wide receiver 2 numbers.
I think that's fair. I like Christian Watson as somebody. He's right now, at least on my sheet here, what do we got? He's got he's at 20 average draft. Here's the most boring name of all time in the world of football wide receivers, and his name is Tyler Lockett. And according to Fantasy Pros ECRs, he's 28th as far as ranked as receiver. And I dare you to take a look at Tyler Lockett's stats versus DK Metcalf's stats and tell me who the better receiver is. If you didn't see the names, it is so clearly Tyler Lockett. Jackson Smith and Jigba is injured. He's got a wrist injury. Who knows when he'll be coming back? Pete Carroll says 3 weeks. Well, that probably means he's out for the season, if Pete Carroll says that. Metcalf is going off the board 17th. Lockett's going off the board as the 28th receiver, and you get so much more value out of Tyler Lockett. You can plug him right in as a wide receiver 1 or 2, and it's so boring, but it just works every year. So figure out how to get Tyler Lockett in your lineup or in your draft. Okay, let's talk underperforming wide receivers, Eric.
Oh, John, you know, who is going to be a bust at wide receiver? Well, Amari Cooper. I mean, seriously, Amari Cooper. I mean, we had a guy draft him in the second round. I think he's probably going more realistically in the third round and just on a really bad team. I mean, again, on a bad team, you put him on Dallas, he's a number one wide receiver. You put him on the Browns, who cares? You know, the Cleveland Brown Stains. Who wants to go play for the Cleveland Brown Stain? Nobody. And who wants a Cleveland Brown Stain on your fantasy football team? Nobody.
Well,
so I think he's a bust.
He went in the second round. I mean, Justin, give me a bust wide receiver.
Debo Samuel. I don't dislike Debo Samuel. He's just not being drafted appropriately. He's the 16th ranked wide receiver. And we talked about it earlier. He's not even the number one wide receiver on his own team. Going 35th overall is his average draft position. I mean, that's bananas to me. I don't know if people thought he was like injured most of last year or what. But again, once CMC came over, Debo's usage got cut way down, and he is intermittently injured over the last couple of years. You know, you're pulling him in and out of your lineup. I just don't I think he'll be fine as a flex play this season. I think he'll be a great flex play for you, but he is nowhere near wide receiver 2, and that's what he's being drafted. Number 16 ranked wide receiver, 35th overall.
I am going to go with Garrett Wilson.
And oh, I knew somebody would.
Yeah, I have to. Being drafted as the 10th wide receiver, Aaron Rodgers we've only seen it for however long Aaron Rodgers has been in the NFC North. He throws to his guys. He brings Lazard in. Didn't he bring in like Randall Cobb or somebody else too? I mean, he throws to his guys. And is Garrett Wilson his guy? I don't know, but I don't want to take the risk on my wide receiver one. Maybe not. The guy's got all universe talent. It's just how big of a brat is Aaron Rodgers going to be? I don't know yet. So Garrett Wilson, I'm probably not going to be having him on any teams. Davante Adams, man, I don't like Jimmy Garoppolo one bit, but I said the same thing about Carr. And well, Davante Adams had what, 177 catches last year? I mean, unbelievable. So
I don't know. At least with Carr, you knew Carr's going to sling it. He'll throw it out there. He'll give Davante a chance. Yeah, I don't think Carr's horrible NFL quarterback. No, I definitely. But Garoppolo, the problem with Garoppolo is he doesn't have a super strong arm, right? So you're not getting a lot of throws to the outside. It's a lot of stuff more in the middle. And that's kind of what I'm worried about. I mean, Davante Adams has been quarterback proof to this point in his career.
Yep.
So we'll see. But I'm worried about Jimmy Garoppolo as well.
Ugh, yuck. Breakouts, Justin. Who you got in as a breakout?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of the, you know, everybody really likes, you know, Chris Olave and Calvin Ridley. So I'll plug their names because you have to say them there, right? Those are two of the most popular ones this year. Jahan Dotson, I mean, I used him earlier. I do think he's going to break out, but I'm going to go a little old school and I am going to go with DJ Moore. Outside of Dotson, I think Howell being better than everyone expects. Behind him, I've been getting a fair amount of shares of DJ Moore. I don't know if you call it a breakout, but I think he finally gets touchdowns to go with his 1,000 yards and, you know, 80 to 100 receptions that he's been able to get with people we've never even heard of playing quarterback. I mean, this guy has had some of the worst quarterback luck in his career and still found a way to put up wide receiver one yards and receptions. It's just the touchdown. So I'm going to go with DJ Moore. I'm trying to will it.
Well, he just needed a quarterback to get the ball within an acre of him and he can catch it.
Listen, Fields isn't, you know, the best quarterback, but he's not inaccurate. And if nothing else, we saw a little bit in the preseason, you have to worry about Fields running.
Yeah.
And a cornerback has got to pay attention when he's rolling his direction. And I think that can open up a few more big plays for DJ Moore, whether it's catching runs or busted coverages. But I'm going DJ Moore.
Eric, give me a breakout at wide receiver.
I'm going to stick with the same. I don't think these guys are related, Justin, but Sky Moore out in Kansas City, you know, he wasn't used a ton in the first year, and this guy is just set up for a huge year this year. Kansas City looking for that number, that big, huge weapon, and this guy has top 15 wide receiver talent. I mean, if Patrick Mahomes wants to make him that guy, I think he's the most talented wide receiver on the best team in the NFL.
I will say this, Eric. This is the first year. Every year we've been doing this in the Mahomes era, after Tyreek left, I never got sucked into Mecole Hardman or
MVS.
Or any of those other guys. Everyone was taking shots on us. Every year I avoided those guys in the draft. This year I am targeting Sky Moore. I am actually targeting a Chiefs wide receiver that I'm hoping to get on a few of my teams. I love that call.
Yeah, me too. My guy is not going to turn into a wide receiver one, I don't think, but I think he's going to turn into a high-end wide receiver two, and that's George Pickens from Pittsburgh, 35th ranked wide receiver. Anybody who saw him play college ball knows he would have been probably the first receiver taken in last year's draft had he not torn his leg up. The guy is in camp all universe as far as catchability and how to get open. And he trucks cornerbacks if they play him too close. And so we've got Allen Robinson in the slot, Deontay Johnson on the outside, Pickens on the outside, Freiermuth. I like a single coverage when it comes to George Pickens. And I like Kenny Pickett in year two. So I don't think he's going to turn into a top 12 guy, but I think he's going to turn into a top 24 guy. And I think he's going to be real good value for you is George Pickens. Guys, this year, there is a reason to talk about tight ends because there's actually some tight ends out there to talk about. So why don't you throw me, Eric, a overperforming tight end for you this year?
You know, I'd love to give you the name Kyle Pitts. It's hard when he's drafted like the seventh tight end. I'm trying to give you a little bit more information than that, right? I do say Kyle Pitts finishes easily in the top five this year at tight end. I think he gets up there ahead of TJ Hockenson and probably even Mark Andrews, all those guys. I like Kyle Pitts. But going a little deeper, you know, I'm going to give you the name, maybe a healthy Zach Ertz this year. Again, I wasn't prepared. Don't draft Zach Ertz.
Don't draft Zach
Ertz. Just don't draft Zach Ertz.
Gotcha.
How about Sam LaPorta? I mean, I'm going to go with, you know, the rookie out there in Detroit, a good offense. I think Sam LaPorta has a big year. He's not even being drafted in most leagues, but go look up that name, John. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Rookie tight ends don't typically do very well in the NFL, but I do like Sam LaPorta this year.
When you said the name, I had never heard it. And then I looked down on my sheet and sure enough, there's Sam LaPorta right there. Certainly there, no reason he couldn't. Justin, give me an overperforming tight end.
I'll throw Dalton Kincaid out there real quick, the rookie. Dawson Knox, we've seen him have pretty good years. I think a lot of people wonder why they don't use Dawson Knox more, and maybe it's because he's just not actually that good of a tight end, pass catching and route running wise. Dalton Kincaid, I think, is set up as a rookie to come in and have immediate success and have a shot at cracking top 12 tight ends. But I'll also throw, because I don't think anyone's going to say these guys, I actually got three names for you that could all find their way at the end of the year in the top 10, top 12. Hayden Hurst in Carolina with the rookie quarterback. Hurst has had a couple really big fantasy years, believe it or not. And then Hunter Henry in New England, we keep forgetting about him, and Jake Ferguson in Dallas. All three of those guys is dart throws towards the end of your draft. If you punt a tight end, grab a couple of those guys, and you're probably set for the year.
The guy I want to throw out is Juwan Johnson, New Orleans, and I thought it was interesting. It was on TV. David Carr, former NFL quarterback and I think first overall pick, asked his brother Derek Carr who he should pick for his fantasy team this year, and Derek Carr said, "Pick Juwan Johnson." Travis Kelce, pick blah, blah, blah. He said, pick Juwan Johnson. I guess the guy's had
Carr does like his tight end.
He does.
He's had one his whole career.
He does, for sure. And so Juwan Johnson going off the board as tight end 17, I think, especially in a tight end mandatory start league, I think you could get some real value out of him as a breakout. So then an underperforming tight end, Eric, who do you have down?
You know, I'm probably going to go, and I hate to say it, so I don't want to put this hex on TJ Hockenson, but I think third overall tight end, I think that's a stretch where he's being drafted. But again, talented tight end, his first full year with the Vikings. I hate to put this kind of juju on TJ, but I like Waller, Kittle, Pitts. I mean, I like all those guys ahead of Hockenson, so I just don't really necessarily like where he's being drafted.
Justin, give me a bust tight end.
Yeah, this one's a little trickier because for the most part, tight ends are, you know, ADPs are pretty spot on, fair value. I'm going to go with George Kittle, though. And it's not because George Kittle doesn't have the talent, you know, or anything like that. We obviously know Kittle is arguably the best all-around tight end in the NFL. They just don't throw to him a ton. There's a lot of games where he's not involved in the passing game much. He likes blocking. He prefers to block. It's what he enjoys. He's very good at it. And he'll have his, you know, three, maybe four spike games throughout the season where he gets, you know, a touchdown or two and 100 yards. But otherwise, it's a bunch of three, four, sixes out of him for the rest of the year. And he just always seems to miss some time. So I'm going George Kittle just because of where he's getting drafted at. At the end of the day, I don't think he finishes top five fantasy tight ends, and he is being drafted right now as top five.
This is not a very hot take, but a lot of names have been brought up. And a guy who was climbing draft boards was another guy who is a crazy, unbelievable athlete, and that was Greg Dulcich. The steam is starting to cool off. I'm just saying don't draft him. Don't even think about drafting him, especially when Peyton brought in Adam Troutman. who played with him in New Orleans. Tight end is a hot mess in Denver. So I'm just telling you, just stay away from Greg Dulcich. I don't see him having any kind of year whatsoever. I don't care how good of an athlete he is. Let's talk about total breakouts at tight end. And who do you see there, Eric?
You know, I loved Justin's take on Darren Waller. I mean, this guy's talent is just ridiculous. And now he's going to the Giants, who I think have a very talented quarterback, an underrated quarterback who throws to the tight end a lot, a very solid team. And, again, this guy, he behind Kelsey, I think, is the most talented tight end in the league. So I think Darren Waller just has a beast of a year. He is being drafted on average fourth or fifth, so it's kind of a tight one to say. But I'm thinking he's going to break out even as a flex spot. You could use this guy as a flex option in any league and have two tight ends.
Breakouts, Justin, tight end.
I'm going to go with Jake Ferguson, the old Fergie out in Dallas. I mean, I think he slides right into that Dalton Schultz role. And let's remember, Dalton Schultz is not like a super exciting talent at tight end. You know, he does what he's supposed to do. He's where he's supposed to be when he runs routes, you know, good size. You know, he's just a solid tight end, right? However, you know, Jake Ferguson has a little bit of extra talent. He's more talented than Dalton Schultz. So I'm going to go with Ferguson. Just because Dallas is wanting to slow down doesn't mean they're, you know, the percent of plays that are passes is going to change, right? They may run, they'll probably run less, but it's just because their total volume of plays is going to go down. I think their pass run split is going to be pretty much the same as it was last year.
I'm throwing two names around, and I can't decide, so I'll just say them both since neither one of you guys really did. David Njoku in Cleveland, 10th-ranked tight end. I don't know what Watson's going to be like this year, but I know David Njoku is a pretty damn good football player, and I've been burned by this pick before, so I'm going to go rookie tight end as well with Dalton Kincaid. I don't know how much he's going to actually line up as a tight end. They're putting him in the slot, guys. And again, I just like having pieces of big time offenses, and Buffalo certainly has that. Well, shoot, this was fun doing a little extra fantasy football foursome. We want to thank all of you who skipped over to 941theloon.com or to the free 94.1 The Loon app. And I don't know if we're going to do this more this season or not, but we certainly wanted to do it for the draft show. So we want to thank our sponsors again. That's United States Marine Corps, Ruff's Wings and Sports Bar, ACC Midwest Transportation, and West Central Trophies. Go grab yourself a Loon Barty. For Eric LeBroton and Justin Havemeyer, my name is John Jennings. We will see you next week on the Fantasy Football Foursome.